It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. More and more people in the U.S. are demanding better food options and to know what is in the food that they're eating. Groups like Weight Watchers base their daily recommendations on the numbers you find on the backs of food labels. But how do we know what those food labels mean? Becky Kirkenbush is here to help us understand. She's a clinical dietitian at Watertown Regional Medical Center and media representative for the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Becky, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So to start, let's take us through this nutrition label. There's a lot of information on here. What are the big things that we should pay attention to on this food label?
Sure. So a food label can be really informative and help you make healthful decisions on what you're eating. Thankfully, it's listed in order from top to bottom on what we should really pay attention to. I tell people to start at the top and check the serving size. And then the number of serving in the package. Because serving size, all the information is listed for one serving. However, if the package has multiple servings and you eat two or three, then you need to multiply the information on there, such as calories or total fat.
And people do that all the time. They take a package and they eat the package thinking that that's one serving.
Exactly. And the newer food labels, they've gone through a nice update, have the calories listed in bold now to draw your eye to that.
Okay, good. So talk to me about this percent daily value. Daily value of what?
Sure. The percent daily value is, it's based on a 2,000-calorie diet, which, you know, the average American should be aiming for. Now, we certainly have a issue with eating more than 2,000 calories. But the percent daily value is basically what the nutrients we should be aiming for, the amount of that nutrient. So total fat, cholesterol, sodium, those are the things that we should be paying attention for and aiming for less, whereas items that we want more of would be potassium or vitamin D or dietary fiber. So it's a way of gauging how much you're getting and should you be aiming for more or less of a nutrient.
Okay, so what is the difference between saturated fat and trans fat?
So both fats are fats that we want to limit or avoid. Trans fats now, they are artificial fats and unhealthy. They affect our bad cholesterol by raising it. They are generally not recognized as safe anymore, and they are taken out of the food system. Saturated fat is a natural fat, so we can't eliminate it altogether. However, we can certainly decrease the amount that we eat and replace it with more healthful fat. So saturated fat is solid at room temperature. We find it in a lot of meat or animal products.
Mm-hmm. So trans fat is not included as percent daily value. Is that because we don't want it? There
exactly.
is no percent daily value daily that is valuable to us at all?
Right, correct. There is no research. There are no recommended amounts or guidelines that could even have a value, so it's not listed.
So here's my question, though. I'm buying lots of different things at the store. I may have just picked up a hamburger on my way in because I was really hungry, and I don't necessarily know what was in that hamburger, you know, what the percent daily value of anything was in that hamburger. And I'm trying to figure out what to have for dinner to serve my kids this nutritious meal. It's like putting a puzzle together to look at all these food labels and figure out I'm getting a percent, this percent daily value from this and this percent daily value from that. How hard is this? I know that this is why people just kind of give up on these kind of things.
So what I tell people is, if you're looking at the percent daily value, 5% or below is low, which would be a good thing for total fat, cholesterol, and sodium. 20% or more is considered high, which would be beneficial for things like fiber, potassium, total carbohydrates, vitamin D. You can also use what we call the My Plate method, which would be looking at your dinner plate when you're thinking about how you want to plan your meal. Make a quarter of that plate a lean, healthy protein. Make half that plate different vegetables, and then the other quarter of your plate being a starch, preferably a whole grain like brown rice, whole wheat pasta.
Not French fries.
Correct. So really, it doesn't have to be complicated or something that you worry about and analyze and fret over.
So, and does this vegetable on your plate, does it have to be green? There are arguments about this.
Oh, no. And actually, the more variety, the better, because each color in a vegetable or food item would be a different vitamin or mineral. So we do want, I say, a rainbow of color when you're eating vegetables and fruits.
Okay, so sugar doesn't include a percent daily value at all. Why not?
Well, the sugar listed on the food label is considered part of the total carbohydrates that's there, and so is the fiber. So when it comes to sugar, they now on the new food label have added sugar listed, which is more important, and I tell people to look at even more. There are natural sugars in fruit and dairy products, but the added sugar is what we should be most concerned about. That would be the type that you find in regular soda or in cakes or cookies or desserts. And sometimes even the added sugar in yogurt. You think you're making a healthy choice by cooking a yogurt and not realizing that there are differences between different yogurts. So I tell people, use a food label to compare items, like your plain Greek yogurt versus a fruited yogurt.
Ah.
And you'll see where the added sugar is.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's my yogurt. the food labels on yogurt and the added sugar labels, are they on everything right now, or is that change happening gradually?
They should be on everything. If you look at your food labels right now, they should be very standardized. Things should be listed in the same order, include, you know, the same amount of information to make it easier for consumers.
So how did this new label come about?
Well, food labels were first published in the 90s, where fat was the biggest concern. And then over time, we do have the dietary guidelines from 2015 to 2020. That's how the food labels are kind of based off of, would be those new guidelines and what we're focusing on, which is now the added sugars and the sodium. So that's why they've included those changes in the food label.
I'm reading a food label and it says something like low sodium. Does that mean that there's low sodium in it?
Right. So low sodium is an actual label. It has to be 140 milligrams of sodium or less. So there are some of the claims that we do need to pay attention to. They do have value to those. Now, on the front of a food label, it could say no sugar. It doesn't exactly mean that that it'd be low in sodium or calorie free. So I always tell people, flip to the back and read the back of the food label. It's just as important as the front.
Probably more important than the front. So what are the things that people miss when they're reading these food labels?
Well, I think that they miss probably the fiber. Mm. Most Americans don't eat enough fiber. We should aim for 25 grams a day, but if you're not eating the fruits and vegetables and whole grains that are recommended, then you're falling short. The other thing would be the sugars. I think people get wrapped up in carbohydrates and trying to decrease those because of all the low-carbohydrate diets.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, carbohydrates aren't the villain that we need to avoid. It's more or less the added sugars because they come, of course, with added calories.
And added sugars come in soft drinks. They also come in alcoholic drinks.
That is correct. They do. And calories in alcohol per gram are about 9 calories per gram of alcohol. So that's more than you would find in your protein and your carbohydrates.
So the last 30 seconds here, people may not always have measuring cups. How else can we estimate the serving size?
Sure. So the size of a deck of cards would be appropriate for chicken or beef.
Oh, interesting.
3 ounces. So the size of a checkbook, if people still use those, would be the size of fish. And then just using your hand, if you close a fist, that's about 1 cup or appropriate size of a fresh fruit.
Becky Kirkenbush is a clinical dietitian at Watertown Regional Medical Center. She has taken us through the new food labels. Thanks for being with us, Becky.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be talking about social media shaming in a moment. It's The Morning Show.